The big Doug firs silhouetted against the streetlights on Bailey Hill Road looked like a Chinese watercolor on silk. Outside, the first chorus of frogs sings through the light rain. Inside, the old Grange Hall is a brightly lit art studio jumbled with all the magical objects of artist Dan Chen's whimsical genius. He recently completed a commission for 7 very large bronze sculptures, but now he is teaching a class in something completely different, Chinese watercolor on silk.
In Chinese, watercolor is actually has 3 components. One is plant-based, and another one is a mineral-based. So some of them are translucent, some of them are opaque.
Dan takes us over to his drafting table to let us see and feel the stiff treated silk. And then he shows us how the Sumi ink is created by rubbing a stick of ink on a special stone. Chen explains that the history of Chinese painting on silk comes from a court tradition, as only wealthy people could afford silk.
Watercolor on silk. This is one of those really patient testing technique, because it takes many layers, really precise drawing underneath. And I started when I was about 16, 17. When I start tackling doing watercolor on silk, it took me about 4 months to get one piece done.
Ann Korn is one of Chen's students and speaks about her most profound artistic insights while working with Dan.
In my Western education, we were absolutely taught not to make outlines. And so this contradicts everything that I was taught. The effect is just stunning.
Dan Chen and his students will have a student show over at the Pacific Rim Art Gallery here in Eugene during the month of March. This has been Viz City, co-produced by Sandy Brown Jensen and Terry Way.